The Gist. A recent Australian study from the Open Medicine Foundation used metabolomic data from over 1,000 ME/CFS patients in the UK Biobank to look for biomarkers. The 168 biomarkers associated with ME/CFS were dominated by, guess what? Lipid! That's fats. Seeing lipids pop up in ME/CFS is fast becoming not a surprise anymore. Fats, aka lipids, provide the most concentrated energy source in the body, and metabolomic and other studies suggest that fatty acid synthesis, and that means mitochondrial energy production, is not going so well in ME/CFS. One particular biomarker, total triglyceride to phosphoglyceride ratio, aka TGPG, stood out and was associated with a 50% higher risk of having ME/CFS. A high TGPG ratio seems like a recipe for problems with energy production, as it could result in low mitochondrial output, often associated with oxidative stress, and damaged cellular membranes caused by oxidative stress. This ratio is often used to assess metabolic and cardiovascular disorders. Given the recent blog on the potential for metabolic syndrome to show up in these diseases, it's worthwhile noting that high TG to PG ratios are often found in metabolic syndrome and insulin resistance. Ouch! These findings are smack on with past study findings suggesting that the cellular membranes in ME/CFS patients are being destabilized as if they were ripped apart by free radicals, that cell signaling is being disrupted as if cells may be dead in the water and unresponsive, and that there is dysregulated immune cell functioning. The increased alanine and BCAA levels in females in particular suggested for the first time I can remember a metabolic reason why more women may have ME/CFS. It turns out that women, more so than men, rely on a process called anaplerosis to replenish their mitochondria that emphasizes amino acid uptake. If the mitochondria is being depleted too rapidly, women's bodies will start to break down tissues to supply the needed amino acids. That could result in the preferential use of amino acids instead of the more efficient fatty acids or carbohydrates to drive the mitochondria. While this study did not produce a metabolomic signature, it did emphasize, once again, the role that lipid problems appear to play in ME/CFS. The authors also built a model they plan to use in future studies as the ME/CFS data from other large biobanks becomes available. Note that the study and the study featured in the last blog were supported entirely by nonprofits, in this case, the Open Medicine Foundation and the Mason Foundation. Also note that thanks to two generous donors who provided $800,000. Nice. The Open Medicine Foundation has embarked on a big BioQuest biomarker study, which plans to measure over 10,000 proteins and metabolites in blood samples of up to 1,200 patients and controls. Whoa. Hopefully, that will be the study that finally provides us with the elusive biomarkers researchers have been searching for. The study has partly been funded.